Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrne, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrne Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed.
One of my favorite authors, Douglas Adams, was a genius at writing about science fiction and also nonfiction, particularly as it related to the plight of endangered species. A quote from a book that has stuck with me for many years came from a book called The Restaurant at the End of the Universe. In this book, one of the characters says, "The history of every major galactic civilization tends to pass through three distinct and recognizable phases, those of survival, inquiry, and sophistication, otherwise known as the how, why, and where phases. For instance, the first phase is characterized by the question, how can we eat? The second by the question, why do we eat? And the third by the question, where shall we have lunch?" I was thinking about this in terms of the evolution of our interaction with animals. The three stages in the evolution of quality human-companion-animal interaction also might be summed up in three phases. During the first phase, we want someone to do everything for us. In the second phase, we want someone to tell us what to do. And in the third phase, we want to learn how to do things ourselves. Where we get into problems is sometimes we get stuck in that phase where we want others to do everything for us when it comes to what goes on between us and our animals. We want a trainer to solve all the animals' behavioral problems for us. We want a veterinarian to solve all the animals' medical problems for us. We get stuck there. In our minds, as long as we have the money to pay for it, someone should do this for us. And sometimes there are people out there who will say, "Yes, I'll do it for you. You just sit right back here and I'll make your dog into a well-behaved animal. Or I'll cure that disease that your dog or your cat has." And sometimes it works. Sometimes, if we're really unlucky, it works time and time again, and pretty soon we come to think that this is what quality interaction with animals is all about. We become bystanders in the relationship with our own animals. Other times we get stuck in the second phase. We want others to tell us what to do, to lay it out like a recipe that we just follow, step by step by step. And that will cure the animal's behavioral problem or the animal's medical problem. And here again, sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. And when it does work, sometimes we get stuck in that phase. And our relationship with the animal becomes the fulfillment of somebody else's process. It becomes their relationship. And we experience it with our animals vicariously through these experts of one sort or another. In the third phase, we want to do it ourselves. Oh, this doesn't mean that we just want to go off half-cocked and do whatever the spirit moves us to do. We want to learn. We want to understand what those behaviors mean to the dog or what that disease means. And we want to know what our options are. And we want to evaluate our options in terms of what we know about ourselves and what we know about that animal and our environment and our limitations, our strengths, and our weaknesses. It's when we reach phase three that we understand what it's all about. It's about working together, it's about growing together, it's about learning together, it's about mutual respect and mutual trust. We learn to work as a unit, and it's our unit, our own very, very special, unique, and wonderful unit with that particular animal in that particular place and that particular time. You don't need to go to a restaurant somewhere at the end of the universe to discover that. It's as close as you are to any animal you encounter.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries, and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Catova Arts, www.catova.com.